The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The government has cracked down on job seekers who do not wish to engage with employment services. They have doubled the amount that is deducted from job seekers' allowance. It's currently at €44. It will go to €90. And I presume the idea is to get people to engage in an economy that really has full employment. Is this the best way to encourage people back into the workforce? Or are we, in fact, punishing those who need the support most? I'm joined by Philip Ryan, Irish Independent Political Editor. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, what do you make of this? It's kind of snuck under the radar.
Yeah, it was certainly, you could say, quietly done or quietly slipped into the social welfare bill that has been making its way through the Houses of the Oireachtas, the Dáil and the Seanad since the budget on October 1st. People might remember in the lead up to the budget, there was this kind of kerfuffle between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil and the Green Party over not increasing the job seeker allowance at the same rate as other payments. Now, the Fianna Fáil and Green Party won in that instance, you could say, and agreed that, or forced essentially Fine Gael to agree that all rates, all pensions, carers payments, disability payments would go up at the same rate. But they seem to also have quietly signed off on this one, which wasn't announced on budget day. But essentially what you're seeing here now is there was always this fine in place for people who don't engage with social welfare services.
I don't like the use of the word fine, Philip, because a fine suggests a one-off. You know, you have a fine for speeding, a fine for parking. But this is an ongoing deduction. So it's more than a one-off.
No, of course it is. Now, but the way it works is that if you don't engage with the employment services or the job activation services within or attached to the Department of Social Protection, you'll get two opportunities, and then you will be told, look, you're not engaged and you haven't come to these meetings, you haven't attended the course you were supposed to attend or whatever, and you will be deducted this payment. You're warned in advance. I think you get two warnings. And then if you do subsequently engage the following week, your payments are restored to what
they
were.
Okay, now you don't have to take up a job when you engage with the services. So, like, who doesn't then engage and gets penalised in this way? What sort of people? Do we have any information on that?
I don't have the demographics on it to hand, but there were figures from the Department of Social Protection that said about 4,000 people had their payments cut only this year. This year isn't even over yet. So that's quite a substantial amount of people. And it's essentially, you're on the job seekers. The payment is what it says it is. You're supposed to be out there looking for a job. And this is a payment to support you when you don't have employment at that time. The state will also step in and try provide you with opportunities to get employment. They will also provide you with opportunities to upskill. And if you're completely ignoring that and just going about your business, pocketing the €232 and have no intention of engaging with the services or seeking further employment, then your payment gets reduced from whenever the social welfare bill passes the Houses of the Rocks in the Shannon today.
You know, there'll be people who look at this and say, you know, if you are not capable of working by reason of disability, well, you shouldn't be on job seekers because you're not going to be getting a job or you won't be able to hold down a job. Therefore, this sanction would not apply to you because you will qualify for disability. This sanction would only apply to those who are physically able to get out there and do a job. But as you said, you don't have to take what's on offer, but you engage with them and that's sufficient to restore your payment.
That's exactly it. And look, there could well be reasons why someone doesn't show up. You could have a prior engagement, an illness, a childcare issue. Any of those things are fine explanations for this, but I think the way this policy works, and it's something that's been in place for a while, is that you have to at least tell the services that, like, look, I'm not going to be able to make that appointment today, I'm not going to be able to show up for that course or whatever it is because I have this, that and the other. But as long as you're engaging, you have some form of communication with your case officer or whoever's dealing with you from the social welfare services, then it's fine. The payment continues. It's only when you decide to disengage and go, look, I just want this money. I don't want to have to be shown up to offices or counters to deal with this. And in those instances, you're going to get your payment deducted. Probably
now obviously, there will be suspicions that some people already have a job and they're working in the black economy in some way, and therefore they are not free to engage and they might not be able to face the questioning by those officials and yeah. they just pocket what is left. It'll be, what, 142 if you're deducted the 90. So you just pocket the 142 and continue about your merry way. But you'd like to think that people who have other difficulties would in some way be able to explain themselves to the social services to avoid that cut.
Yeah, well, this is it. And like, if you are working full time, you shouldn't be in receipt of the job seeker's allowance, number one. And number two, like these meetings that you're required to go to, I don't think they're that strenuous as such. You know, like if you can get on a bus and go down to your local Intrio office, you should be okay and be yes. able to continue to claim your
And they
your
say that there are valid reasons for non-attendance if you let them know, for example, illness or childcare issues. That kind of is engaging with the services, so you won't be penalised straight away. They will expect you to turn up at some point.
This is it. Like, yeah, it's not a completely strict regime whereby the minute you don't answer a phone call, that's it, your payment's cut off. You do get a few opportunities. You get an opportunity to put your case out. You have an opportunity to say the reason behind why you're not showing up. It's just one of those measures that, like you said at the top of the item, that the economy is thriving. There's plenty of jobs out there for people if they want to work. And the job seeker allowance and benefit, they're safety nets. They're to come in there for people who are in tough situations where they can't get employment. And they're being brought in to encourage people to get back to work rather than to keep them on the payments indefinitely. And we also probably worth noting that we have these the pay related benefits coming in shortly too, where you'll be getting far more than 232 euros. If you find yourself unemployed suddenly and relying on the state, you can get up to, I think was it close to 400 euros a week to begin with, and that'll be tapered off eventually. So look, these fines in the context of that probably wouldn't seem as much if you're getting 400 and you're getting 90 knocked off over time. But I think the only goal is to get cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously lots of issues why people feel they are not ready to engage with the labour market. And for some people, it could simply be the cost of going to work, you know, that they do the sum. I can sit at home watching the telly, and I don't want to characterize people as like couch potatoes, just looking at the telly all day. But if it's going to cost me in terms of getting to and from my workplace and the cost of lunches and maybe having to get new bib and tucker to actually attend my employment, it just may not be worth my while.
And on the other side of that, there's the other benefits that you will benefit from by being unemployed, whether it be you could be getting medical cards, you could be getting housing assistance payments. There's a range of different states the sports that set in. I know the government, over the lifetime of this government, one thing that they have tried to do is to, I know it's a Fine Gael phrase, but it's to make work pay, whereby just because you go and get a job that you don't automatically lose all those entitlements, like your medical cards, like your housing assistance payments, like the various additional payments perhaps single mothers get or other people who are dependent on state welfare to get by. So there has been an attempt by the government over the last 4 or 5 years to allow people to continue to hold on to some of those welfare rates as long as they are going out there and getting paid. This measure is just the end goal is to give people back to work.
The question of whether it'll work or not. And then there are those kind of rumours, anecdotes saying that it's people who used to work here, now gone back to their home countries, but who qualified for job seekers at the time and are not in the jurisdiction and therefore cannot turn up for these interviews and are happy to pocket 142 or whatever it might be because it's money for nothing.
Yeah, you'd like to think that there would be a further reduction ultimately after a longer period of time where if you don't engage over several months or a year, that it would all be removed. But at present, that scheme doesn't exist.
All right. Well, it's the sting of a departing Heather Humphreys, I suppose. Philip Ryan, Irish Independent Political Editor, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.